it's unfortunate the things that happened in this game, but it's a part of the game that you have to deal with. So, having experienced that before, unfortunately we have, and you know whatever the future has in store for us, you know, you don't know as a football player. You just don't know what play, what game, you know, someone could have an injury. So, whatever we have, we just got to go and continue on and stay mentally tough and have another guy step up.
You can't try to pretend like it's just one of those things you pick up and move on from because, you know, you feel for a guy like Jerod. And me, I came in with Jerod. We were rookies together. And to see him go down, I know it took a toll on me. But we have to do as best we can to just bounce back. And a lot of guys have to step up because a guy like that is hard to replace, not only what he does on the field, but who he is in this locker room, his leadership, the man that he is. A lot of guys can emulate and imitate Jerod Mayo because of who he is. And, you know, hopefully we can play well for him the rest of the year. But like I said, there's no really replacing that guy with one guy. It's going to take a lot of guys stepping up.
You just try to take on more, I think. You know, we're kind of fortunate we have Mayo, which he usually can control everything. I mean, I'm usually the top guy that tries to help him out in communication. I think now, you know, it just falls on, you know, between Hightower, Jamie, myself, Chung, we'll all be out there and we'll all have to get it right. And I think, you know, last year we kind of fell into that same situation where High was in there and, you know, Jamie was still a rookie then. And I thought High did a great job of taking control of calling the plays and getting everything set. So, you know, he'll be ready for that. And I think Jamie's another year in and he's more prepared.
We'll be ready. This team, we got a strong team and guys, you know, they're smart at what they do in terms of taking care of our bodies and just trying to focus on this week. I think that's the biggest thing is just focus as best we can and you know, get the game plan down as much as we can. And I mean, it's just a very short week. I mean, they're going to have a game plan too. You know, the stuff we study on film, they might try to hit us with different things. So we might have to adjust during the game as well. But at the same time, we'll be ready. We'll be ready to go Thursday night. No question about that.
A lot of rest, rehab if anything hurts. You know, any nicks, bruises, anything, getting it squared away. And rest again, you know. A lot of mental reps. A lot of mental reps more than physical or actually being out on the field. So I got to get in a playbook and watch a lot of film.
It's tough. I mean, ice tubs, hot tubs, massages, we'll all be doing that to try to get ready for the game and get your body back ready for that quick turnaround. You know, usually today would just be a lift and then tomorrow a day off. So, you know, it's tough on your body, but, you know, you get through it and you get a couple of days rest after.
I mean, no, this week, it being so short, it is information overload. It's just nothing you can do about it because it's not a normal NFL week. It's not a normal, you know, Monday, Tuesday off. It's not that whole deal. It's very short and it's information overload, like you said. And the best thing you can do is be attentive as much as you can in the meetings and make sure, you know, you just gather all the information you can and get prepared and get ready for Thursday night.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.